struggle with hearing the gospel every week is that we get so accustomed to what we hear that it doesn't anymore shock us in the way it's supposed to be. So let's think, what is the shocking part of today's gospel for you? I will guess that we'll say that the last few sentences when the one of the guests is thrown away because he doesn't have the right garment. And we can ask, you know, how unjust it is. He was called somewhere from the farm. He didn't have time to change his garment, and now the king is mad on him. Well, for the people who are listening to Jesus, there was nothing shocking in this event, because commentator says that if king was inviting people for banquet, party, dinner, mostly he was providing also for his guest the garment as a sign of his generosity for the guest. So the guy who doesn't have the right garment showed just lack of respect to the king, and that he doesn't care about king dignity and king hospitality. But this is not the most, I would say, important part of the gospel. Well, it can appeal to our lives. We think, how much respect do we give to God in our lives? It may be that we may come very easily late for Mass, or we leave Mass before it ends, or we don't come dressed properly, or maybe we don't go to reconciliation at least once a year as church invites us to do. And then we are kind of this guy without proper garment, not showing enough respect to what we experience here as a heavenly banquet, God offering Jesus to us as a nourishment. But for the people who are listening to Jesus, the most shocking words would be that the king invited everyone for his banquet, the good and bad alike, for the dinner with him. Why? Because dining with somebody meant that you are friend with that person. And if king is inviting everyone for the banquet, it shows that he wants to be really friend with everyone. And it's kind of something not really working well for such people, because how those low, we can say, people from the streets can be really friends of God. But this is what Jesus offers to us listeners, that God is doing that indeed, that even if he is God, he wants to be our friend, and he comes so low to become one of us. And now he gives us Eucharist as a proof of his love. The right response for such word will be cry of joy, that we receive so much from God, that he does unbelievable things for us. And we reject approach of Muslims who are slaves for God. They don't see anything good in God from the man's side, human point. They are just slaves for him. We are not the slaves of God. We are his friends. We are his beloved children. I would like you to think about more. First, do we not too easily go into the man who was without the right garment? Do we have enough respect to our God, but by our actions, outside and inside? Are we well prepared for Eucharist? And second, that God wants to be your friend. that God, for God, you are very important. You really matters for God. Even if sometimes life may show something different. It is our enemy who wants us to think that God abandons us, that we don't matter for God. The truth that is that you matter for God. You are His friend. There are benefits and responsibilities coming out of this dignity. May the Holy Eucharist remind us how precious we are.